Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is March 16th. It's 3:16, as in John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his one only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That kind of 3:16. So welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. We're going to say hi to some of you that are coming in now in the chat. Let's see who's coming in. Oh, I see Venice, Florida. Hello, God bless you. Daytona Beach, Florida. Oh, you two should get together. You two are not far from each other. God bless you. Let's see who else is coming into the chat here. Oh, goodness gracious. I'm looking around. South Dakota, I see. God bless you. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. Canada, hello to you. God bless you. Hello to all our wonderful neighbors in Canada. We are very happy to have you with us tonight as well. Kalawa, Hawaii. Well, God bless you in Hawaii. We very much appreciate you being on tonight. Shalom to you in Michigan. God bless you. And in Lancaster, Pennsylvania as well. I see Clearfield, Pennsylvania coming in also. Massachusetts, God bless you. Honolulu, Hawaii. God bless you in Honolulu as well. Julie, Florida, hello to you. Let's see who else. Plattsburgh, New York, hello to our neighbors in New York that are jumping on. Very happy to have you with us tonight. I see Chicago as well. God bless you. Deep dish, I know I'm a New Yorker through and through, but I do like deep dish pizza as well. So I'm not that hardened line of just, no, it can only be thin and Napolitan. We like the deep dish as well. So God bless you in Chicago. Let's see who else is coming in. Pocahontas, Arkansas. Wow, God bless you. Hello. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. Yeah, buckle your seatbelts is right. New York City, hello to our neighbors in New York City. We praying for you. So we're glad to have you with us. And South Africa, hello to our international audience that is now coming in. Very happy to have you with us tonight. God bless you as well. I see Nashville, Tennessee, Minnesota, Auburn, Alabama, Greenville, South Carolina. God bless all of you. I see more New Yorkers coming in. God bless all of our wonderful neighbors in New York. Baytown, Texas. Hello to all of our wonderful viewers in Texas. We have many of them. So hello to you all. England, hello. And God bless our wonderful viewers in England who are tuning in to watch us tonight as well. Salem County, New Jersey. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in New Jersey. God bless you. Topeka, Kansas as well. Washington State. I see as well California and Birmingham, Alabama. So God bless all of you as well. Montego Bay, God bless you. Quebec, Canada, God bless you as well. Oh, and hello to everybody else who is jumping on. I'm just looking as we're going forward. Greece, hello, and God bless to our viewers in Greece that are tuning in tonight. Very happy to have you with us as well. I see South Africa again. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. So there's multiple people from South Africa tuning in tonight. That's exciting. Oh, and let's see. I see Montana as well. God bless you. And South Carolina. And hello to everyone else coming in. Our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we are going to open up in prayer as we always, always do. We have a lot to talk about tonight. There is some incredible prophecy fulfilling that we have to talk about as well. There is a warning about March itself having to do with the Senate also. We're going to talk about Tucker Carlson as well and what's unfolding with that prophetically. There's a lot to get into. We have scriptural parallels running. And so we're going to prophetically break this all down for you tonight. So we're just going to open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord. And then we are going to be off and running. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you, your almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we just humble ourselves before you this day as we come boldly but humbly to the throne of grace, Father God, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Father, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we sin. and fall short. We all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. And we just praise you, Father God, that your mercies are new every single day, that every day you renew your covenant with us, Father God. And we praise you for that. And we glorify your name and we honor that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we so apply that tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we acknowledge that Jesus Christ, when he was on the cross, and he said, "It is finished." He blotted out ordinances. He disarmed principalities and powers. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He descended into the underworld. He took the keys from death. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again and ascended back to be with the Father, ruling and reigning at his right hand forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in. The presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your presence move in this atmosphere, Father God. Let the weight of your glory, your power, your authority, your might, your holiness, the conviction of who you are, mightily move in this place, that people would feel the weight of the holiness of the conviction, Father God, and that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor and minister to those, Father God, who are watching tonight, that people, Father God, would seek you. You say in your word in the book of Hebrews, you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Father, help us to be diligent in this season, in that matter, Father God. Lord, we ask you, go before us tonight. You be our front and rear guard. Order our steps. Order my words, Father God, as we go forth in you. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Sharpen us, Father God, in discernment and spiritual wisdom for the time we are in. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. And Lord, we just praise you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions to surround the skies, the land, above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, that they would strike down every work of darkness and iniquity, Father God. Make a hedge, a shield, that your holy firewall would go up around us, Father God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 6, you would put your whole and complete armor on all of us this day, that the shield of faith would go up in front of us now in the name of Jesus Christ to quench the fiery dart to the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, every arrow of the enemy and his agents are attempting to fire at us, let them be reversed upon the senders now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, harm, threat, witchcraft, spells, incantations, curses, enchantments, any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the holy fire of God, let it be dismantled, destroyed, scattered, and cast out in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, to be blocked from returning or have anything sent in its place. Let every weapon of the enemy be rendered powerless right now in the name of Jesus Christ he's attempting to bring against us, Father God. Let his plots be exposed, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they may be dismantled and destroy today, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, and most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you. You are Yahweh. You are the breath, Father God. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father God. We praise you that you existed before the foundations of the earth were ever laid, Father God. You say, I am, and there was no one besides me. You are high above and far above, Father God. Every rule, power, principality, might, and dominion, Father God. And we praise praise you and we thank you. Take all the glory for yourself tonight, Father God. We just praise you and thank you. We bless your holy name. You are holy. Your word says, be thou holy, for I am holy, Lord. And help us, Father God, to continue to grow in you, Lord, and bear mature fruit in this season, Father. We praise you, Father God, that the old wineskins are being removed, Father God, in preparation for the new wineskins and the new wine in this season, that the old is being removed so the new can be poured out in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. We just praise you and we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, the name above all names. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome, Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord. So praise the Lord for that. So if you could share this broadcast, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. We're very grateful for it. It does help us. So if you could do that, we would be honored. And we have, I have something to announce at the end of the broadcast. So stay out to the end. We have something really amazing to announce. But we are going to immediately get into tonight, because this window between Purim and Passover has probably been one of the most intense, rapid fire, no pun intended, events one after the other that I've seen in recent years. We thought last year was, no. This year is so much more than that, given what we are witnessing happening globally and around the world. So we're going to get right into it, because we're going to begin with scripture, because there is a mystery in Jeremiah 49 that the Lord showed me today. Wait till you see the precision of the word of God. When I tell you precise, when I tell you aligning, because it is living, active, and current for every generation, and I'm going to prove that to you now. And what's in Jeremiah 49 is going to blow your mind for what's happening over in the Middle East now and in Iran. So Jeremiah chapter 49, verses 34 through 39, it's a prophecy against Elam. Elam is Iran. It was in the area that now Iran is. Now, interestingly enough, Elam spelled backwards, because I think it's spelled E-L-A-M, is male, which is interesting, because this is a prophecy against the ruling men of Elam, which is Iran. And this is what Jeremiah 49, 34 through 39 says. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I am going to break the bow of Elam, the finest weapon of their strength. And I will bring upon Elam the four winds from the four corners of heaven, and I will scatter them toward all those winds, and there will be no nation to which the outcasts of Elam will not go. So I will cause Elam to be shattered before their enemies and before those who seek their lives, and I will bring disaster on them, even my fierce anger, says the Lord, and I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. Then I will set my throne of judgment in Elam, and I will destroy from there the king and princes, says the Lord. But it will be in the last days that I will reverse the captivity and restore the fortunes of Elam, says the Lord. That's the area of Iran, but we have to go back to a specific scripture in this. I want to go back to Jeremiah 49, 37. This is what we're going to focus on amidst this block of scriptures. Jeremiah 49, 37 says, so I will cause Elam to be shattered before their enemies and before those who seek their lives, and I will bring disaster on them, even my fierce anger, says the Lord, and I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. This is where the Bible is going to align incredibly with current events. Now, this current Ayatollah, the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, that was killed in Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion, ruled Iran for 37 years. So remember, this is Jeremiah 49, 37. The Ayatollah ruled for 37 years and was killed. Now, to make this even more profound and prophetic, it's Jeremiah 49, 37. If you add 49 and 37, you get 86. The Ayatollah was 86 years old when he died. Look at the timing of this scripture verse. Jeremiah 49:37, the Ayatollah ruled for 37 years when he was killed in Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion. And then 49 plus 37 is 86, and he happened to be 86 years old when he died. This scripture was written thousands of years ago. Thousands. And it is aligning precisely with the details of the event surrounding the Ayatollah's death. You can't make this up, because these are thousands of years apart, these events, but because the word of God is living, active, and current for every generation, they merge. And this is why Jeremiah 49:37 aligns exactly with how long the Ayatollah ruled before he died and how old he was when he died. And so that is just something amazing the Lord showed me that I wanted to be able to show you and just share with you. Now, we are going to go into a word from the Lord having to do with this too, because in verse 37, the Lord said, I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. This is what he says. Well, the word of the Lord from November 15th, 2024 says, and it aligns with this scripture, Jeremiah 49:37, thus says the Lord, I ran, you have ran, capital, from the Lord long enough. Your wicked leadership has ran in the opposite direction of the ways of the Lord. And I, the Lord, have allowed the charges to mount, capitals, in my courts. You shall be judged, restrained, and put down, for the bloodshed has been called to account, and the leader of Iran shall be toppled and subdued by my ox, says the Lord, my aleph, says the Lord. For the sword you have so chased my children with shall now chase you, O leadership. Repent now, or you and your household shall fall. The sword you have chased my children with shall now chase you. What does Jeremiah 49:37 say? Say in it, and I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. So this is incredible how all of this aligns. But once again, okay, so let me go back to the Ayatollah to explain this for a second. When the Iranian Revolution, the Islamic Revolution, happened in 1979, the Ayatollah, or the ruling class of the Ayatollahs, comes to power. The first Ayatollah ruled for about 10 years and then died. The Ayatollah Ali Khomeini then takes power and rules for 37 years. So the entire Ayatollah dynasty reigned for 47 years. But this particular Ayatollah, the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, ruled for 37 years. This is why Jeremiah 49:37 has to do with the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini and the details surrounding his death, because he reigned for 37 years, and then 49 plus 37 is 86, and he was 86 years old when he died. So to give you further explanation for that, I just wanted to share that with you, because you had two Ayatollahs, basically, that reigned over a 47-year period. Let's put it that way, for that ruling class. So, let's see. I want to show you something else now. Okay, I want to show you this because this is something I started pondering with the Lord a few days ago. And I started to realize that the nations that are falling and that the United States will be dealing with in the near future are starting to spell a word. So we're going to put this up on the screen to show you what's going on here in the earth right now. Ready for this? Venezuela, then Iran, now Cuba, right, is falling and in talks with the U.S. And now Turkey is involved. Oman is involved. Russia has been feeding intelligence to Iran, and Russia will be dealt with more and more as this goes forth. And Yemen. The nations that are at play right now in the middle of all of this, like, because the Houthis come from Yemen and they're another terrorist organization that have been causing issues in that region, and they're used as a proxy. Well, if you look at the first letter of each country that is involved in this, it happens to spell victory. So Venezuela, Iran, Cuba or China, depending, Turkey, Oman, Russia, and Yemen spells victory. And it's going in a certain order. So first it was Venezuela, then it's Iran, now it's Cuba, Turkey then is jumping in now, right? So you have this going in a really crazy order that happens to be spelling victory as we go through the global events that are happening. So that's something else I wanted to show you that I had perceived from the Lord when I began to look at the globe and what was actually happening. Now, we have something else to show you. This is another incredible prophecy fulfilling, but we're going to put up the New York Post article for you. Even Hamas tells Iranian regime to stop targeting neighboring countries. Boy, what a reversal this is. Iran's attacks on its Mideast neighbors is too much for even one of its fiercest terror allies. Hamas issued a rare statement Saturday urging the Islamic Republic to halt its retaliatory strikes on other Gulf countries. You know you're in trouble when Hamas is the voice of reason in the middle of that region. When that happens, you know you're in trouble. While affirming Iran's right to respond to this aggression by all available means in accordance with international norms and laws, the movement calls upon our brothers in Iran not to target neighboring countries, Hamas said in a statement, because this is a time of reversals. This is why we're seeing this. Now, Hamas has made this statement between Purim and Passover because it's a time of reversals, and Hamas has been financially destituted and cut off by what has happened now with Iran and Iran's ongoing aggression now towards its neighbors, because they're just firing rockets at anybody. And here comes Hamas out in the middle of it going, yeah, guys, this is not a good idea. So I never thought I'd see the day that Hamas comes out as the voice of reason in something. But I guess there's a first time for everything. Now, I want to go to the word of the Lord from January 28th, 2025. What you could do, where all of these words are that you could go see for yourself, if you go to arkofgrace.org, click on blogs, you'll see current and archive. The archive are the words going back to 2018, and the current ones are the ones from the last 3 or 4 years. You click on current blog, and the January 28th, 2025 word of the Lord is there. Now, let me read it to you, because it gives the time that this is going to happen. Now, keep in mind, this is back in January 2025. Word of the Lord says, I, the Lord, have a plan so brilliant that shall arise. It could only come from me, says the Lord. And I shall openly be praised for it. I shall place that plan in the hand of a general around Netanyahu. I shall place that plan in the hand of President Trump. Marco Rubio shall see a vision of it, says the Lord. This plan shall tear the very root up of Hamas as it no longer can receive any resources from anywhere. And without the root and the resource, the vine will die, says the Lord. Now listen to the timing of this. Around the time of the end of what you call February, going into the middle of March, says the Lord, that time is a vacuum. That time will be a phenomenon. That window will be a sign. There will be surrenders around that time, says the Lord. Starting at the end of what you call February, going to the middle of March. When did Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion begin? February 28th, 2026, the last day of February. It has now gone into the middle of March. It has created a vacuum in that area. It has been a phenomenon because it happened around the time of Purim, marked by a blood moon. That was the sign. That window will be a sign, the Lord said. There will be surrenders around that time. We are right in the middle of March. Over the next few days right now is the middle of March. But this word was from January 28th, 2025. So this is well a year before anything happens. The Lord says the end of February going to the middle of March. That time, after he talks about cutting Hamas off, keep this in mind. So he's talking about cutting off Hamas. He's talking about a plan so brilliant that it could only come from Almighty God, and he's going to give it to a general around Netanyahu, and he's going to give it to President Trump, and Marco Rubio is going to see a vision of it, and he's going to tear the very root up of Hamas that it can't receive any more resources from anyone Where? And after the Lord makes all of that statement, then he says around the end of what you call February, going into the middle of March, says the Lord, that time is a vacuum. That time will be a phenomenon. That window will be a sign. Blood moon on Purim. There will be surrenders around that time, says the Lord. Now, there's more to this because the first thing the Lord said is a plan so brilliant that he's going to give it to these certain individuals. Well, we have a Fox News clip for you that just came out in the past day or two, and we're going to play that clip for you now, and then we're going to come back and talk. Praise the Lord.
The military objective here is being accomplished. In fact, they're ahead of schedule. They're demoralizing the Navy, the Air Force. They're getting rid of the sea mines and the straits. The drones are probably one of the top issues right now. And they're dealing with that to clear the straits out to have free access to energy going through that sector. The attack on Kong Island, which is a crown jewel, 90% of the exports out of Iran come from there, is like a checkmate on the supreme leader. It was absolutely brilliant military strategy. So the military objective is very clear, and it's going very well. The president could declare victory there. Others say unconditional surrender, regime change, nation building.
So he said it right there. The plan is brilliant. What did the Lord say? January 28, 2025. I, the Lord, have a plan so brilliant that shall arise. It can only come from me, says the Lord. And I shall openly be praised for it. I shall place that plan in the hand of a general around Netanyahu. I shall place that plan in the hand of President Trump. Marco Rubio shall see a vision of it. Now, what's amazing, too, is when the Lord said in this word, around the end of what you call February, going into the middle of March, there will be surrenders around that time. Hamas put this statement out in the middle of March, begging Iran to stop firing at all its neighbors. So in the middle of March is when Hamas puts this statement out. Now, we have other words from the Lord as well. March 12th, 2025, I believe that word is the Hamans have gone out to hunt. Remember, Hamas and Haman are separated by one letter. One letter. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, reversals have gone forth. I, the Lord, have ruled from my throne. That's capital. There shall be a reversal in the Israel-Hamas war, says the Lord. There shall be a reversal in Iran, says the Lord. May 8th, 2025, a mortal wound, says the Lord. Fire against Hamas, says the Lord. For the fire they caused, a strange thing shall occur, says the Lord. As your camp is struck, and the Palestinians shall turn on you with a greater venom than you have instilled in them. For my people, for this is the time of the great reversals, says the Lord. What you witnessed decades ago during wars, you shall see the reversals in those nations in this time. October 7th, 2025. Thus says the Lord, events shall come in twos, says the Lord, for this is a significant marking of time within the earth, says the Lord. It is a delicate time. It is a time where the actions of men and leaders shall begin to make agreements to prevent an all-out war in the Middle East, says the Lord. For at 2 years, says the Lord, Hamas is surrounded, says the Lord. It is surrounded by the nations who once were agreeable to such, have bitterly turned, and they have in this because Iran firing all those rockets at them, says the Lord. And the snares that were placed within that region have now come upon them, says the Lord. Now, remember, Haman and Hamas, I just said this, are separated by one letter. Hamas is spelled H-A-M-A-S. Haman is spelled H-A-M-A-N. One letter. Because it's the same root, the same spirit. This is why we are watching this all unfold within the window between Purim and Passover, because it's that spirit of Amalek. We are watching around the time of Purim. We watch these military operations that shocked the world commence, and we watched a blood moon on Purim as this military operation continued, marking the time. The time is marked. It's a sign of the time. And it's the sign of Hamas being financially cut off and destituted. And I'm going to tell you what's going to go on here. Hamas is going to attempt to go to Russia for its funding. That is one of the countries it's going to attempt to go to now, because it cannot go to its Middle Eastern neighbors anymore. So it's going to attempt to broaden the scope of where they're getting their funding from, and they're going to start to go to these other countries that are getting cornered in the midst of this. That is what you're going to see. You're going to see North Korea. Shocking events with North Korea and its leadership happen in the midst of this. You're going to see them rise up and turn on others as well in the middle of this as well. Now, moving on here, because we have a lot to cover tonight. We have a lot to cover. I wanted to talk to you about what I heard the evening of March 14th, 2026. I perceive it to be from the Holy Spirit. I was sitting here in my office, just meditating on the Lord and just listening. And clearly, in my spirit, I heard the Ides of March. I did not know when that was. I did not remember what it had to do with, but I heard the Ides of March. And when I went and looked it up on the 14th, I realized the reason this was being spoken to me, because March 15th is when the Ides of March happened on the Roman calendar. And that is the date of Julius Caesar's assassination in 44 BC. It was originally a day for settling debts, and it was marked by religious observances, most of them pagan, in ancient Rome. I believe it also aligned with the full moon as well. Now, Ides means to divide. So it is a time that divides. It's an ambush that divides. And we'll get into what that means in a minute. That date, March 15th, which was yesterday, very interesting, aligned with, it was exactly 15 days since the Iran conflict began as well. This date also falls in between Purim and Passover. Now, why did I hear this? Why is this so important for the next 30 days? Well, I'm going to tell you. March 15th is the date that Julius Caesar was killed on his way to the Senate. Okay? On his way to the Senate. The events of the Ides of March, March 15th, had enormous consequences for Rome, triggering a series of civil wars that saw Caesar's great nephew, Octavian, secure his place as Augustus, the very first Roman emperor. Now, it's interesting, it was 44 BC because our 44th president happened to be Barack Obama, I believe. But what's important about the Ides of March in this time is that Caesar was killed on his way to the Senate to have a meeting with the Senate. It was the senators that killed him and that staged an ambush in the Senate to try to take him down. This is so important, what I'm saying prophetically right now. The senators staged an ambush in the Senate under the guise of a meeting and lured Caesar in and ambushed him and took him down. The senators. There is an ambush being set in the Senate, and President Trump cannot allow the senators to ambush him in this time. There is a literal active ambush being set with the Senate. With the Senate. And President Trump, and I know he's alert as it is, and I know he has alert people around him, he cannot allow. The second he gets wind of it, he's got to put it down, because there is that spirit moving about. It is moving about in this time because the enemy attempts to repeat cycles of history in order to open portals and gates, in order to repeat those events within the earth. Now, more than 60 high-ranking Romans, including Marcus Junius Brutus, who may have been Caesar's illegitimate son, they said, decided to do away with Caesar. So this was a conspiracy of 60 high-ranking Roman government officials, and they called themselves the Liberators. Now, isn't that interesting? Because liberator and liberal are spelled the same, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 letters in. On the 7th letter, it changes, but they called themselves the Liberators, and their ambition was to restore the power of the Senate. And the conspirators considered a number of plans, but settled on an attack in the Senate where the togas would provide cover for their weapons. Now, rumors of the plot were going around before it even happened, and some of Caesar's friends tried to stop him from going. So Caesar had counsel around him that said, don't go. This is an ambush. This is a trap. Don't go to the Senate at this time. And he didn't listen. When this tries to repeat itself, President Trump, Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance, whoever else is around him, has to heed this and not allow him to walk into an ambush right now, because this is on the move and attempting to align in the realm of the spirit. Now, I will say this as well. First of all, it's high alert for Italy's leadership right now with this and the Vatican. I'm going to say that as well. High alert for Italy's leadership and the Vatican. We also need to pray and intercede that around this time, plots that are unfolding to attempt to kill in terror are exposed, thwarted, and stopped short of their mark, because there is a, it's like when you do a line of dynamite and one gets set off and the rest go. It's like that. And that we need to pray and intercede that that is stopped, that is short circuited, that is thwarted and exposed. Now, to make this even more interesting, I was prompted to then go look up when President Lincoln was killed. President Lincoln was killed April 14th, 1865, exactly 30 days after the Ides of March. So exactly 30 days after that date of the Ides of March, March 15th, Lincoln in Ford's Theater is killed. And what I believe is going on is the enemy is attempting or going to attempt to align and repeat and align similar historical events with modern day in order to attempt to repeat those to accomplish his purposes. So within this 30-day window, right, from March 15th to April 14th, I would intercede and pray that attempts on the lives of high-ranking members of the Trump administration and even governors such as Ron DeSantis and other governors who are standing in the gap are exposed, thwarted, and dismantled. That the conspiracy in the Senate is exposed, thwarted, and dismantled. I would intercede and pray over these next 30 days, because it's no mistake that Lincoln was killed exactly 30 days after. Now, 30, biblically speaking, has to do with betrayal as well, right? Because Jesus Christ himself was sold for what? 30 pieces of silver. So 30, sometimes biblically speaking, is tied to betrayal. But we have to pray that the ambush in the Senate that is being planned, that they are trying to bring the conspiracy together, is exposed, thwarted, and stopped in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, in this time, the Saudi royal family, that keeps coming to me. The Saudi royal family right now, they are a target. Pray for them. Pray for them to come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior as well in this. But I'm telling you right now, urgency, high alert, the Saudi royal family. I'm telling you, there's something to this. There's something to that time. This is why I perceive the Holy Spirit pointed this out to me with the Ides of March. I did not know it was the senators that ambushed Julius Caesar and did what they did. You are watching something percolating in the Senate right now, and we need to intercede and pray that it is exposed. The Lord shows us these things in order that we can target with precision our prayer to dismantle and destroy and expose those plots in order that they may not come to pass and accomplish the fullness of what the enemy wants it to accomplish. Now, I'll show you what I mean by this. We're going to put up this article from The Hill. Esther's running around here. She's running around in the background. Thune rejects Trump on SAVE Act. The votes aren't there for a talking filibuster. Thune argued there are not enough votes in the Senate to change the filibuster rules. The votes aren't there, one, to nuke the filibuster, and the votes aren't there for a talking filibuster. It's just a reality, Thune said Tuesday. I'm the person who has to deliver sometimes the not so good news that the math doesn't add up. But those are the facts, and there's no getting around it. The GOP leader made his comments after Trump told Republicans at an issues conference in Doral, Florida, that passing the SAVE Act through the Senate is his number one priority heading into the midterm elections. Now, it also says it will guarantee the midterms. If you don't get it, big trouble, Trump warned. If you don't get it, big trouble. Now, if you remember last broadcast before this, I told you I had heard from the Lord a couple nights before that, but this was on the last broadcast. I told you I heard Thune is about to get caught in a sand dune. And I referenced Matthew 7:26, the foolish man built his house upon the sand. So last broadcast, I had mentioned this before I heard the Ides of March and all of that. And so I'm just telling you, there is something very serious percolating in the Senate right now that we have to intercede and pray. Now, November 20th, 2025, word of the Lord. Watch the betrayals in this time, says the Lord. Shocking betrayals in the conservative movement and the movement of the donkeys, betrayals in media, betrayals of governors, betrayals within the church, the denomination, says the Lord. The fractured, splintered denominations who serve the denomination more than they serve me. One of the most shocking betrayals in the Catholic Church shall emerge in this time. The Church of England, says the Lord. Episcopal, says the Lord. For you have let the betrayer and destroyer in, and now it shall turn on you, says the Lord. Watch what gets turned on its head. Watch, says the Lord, for the heads of these will have explaining to do that will not leave those areas whole, says the Lord. March 9th, 2026. I said this on a live broadcast. Now, I mentioned a little bit of it just about 4 minutes ago, but I said 30 has to do with betrayal. Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. The enemy, to disrupt the course of events that are shifting global territories, will attempt to get into the administration within or around this window and cause a betrayal, a very serious one, both in the Trump administration and within the administration of Benjamin Netanyahu. This is going to be a double betrayal that happens in tandem within both administrations that are going to be surrounding similar circumstances. This is what the enemy is looking to get in and do in this window. And I will say this in all honesty, they should be praying together with their staff every day. I don't know if they do or not. I'm just saying, I hope they do. Right now, pray without ceasing because the enemy is looking to exploit an opening. And he's also looking for the weaker senators that do not have the spiritual gusto right now to come into alignment with this ambush. Now, February 16th, 2026, Congress, says the Lord, a shakeup in this time, for the weight of their crimes are great. For I am raising up out of Congress voices who serve me, who are not as easily lured by the delicate dainties of deceit. I, the Lord, am positioning them for the next 2 years, says the Lord. Ichabod has been written upon the areas of Congress where truly the glory has departed. I have withdrawn my hand, says the Lord, in order to force the issue and bring to a head the moles that have been hidden in their holes and whom they truly serve. Foreign interests, foreign currency, and foreign oil deals, says the Lord. Congress shall split, says the Lord, shall split down to the innards that the nation has not seen, but in this time will be exposed to how deep the inner debauchery goes and stretches into areas of the nation that were not known until this time. For I, the Lord, am ordering from my court this day a great sifting of Congress, a great overturning, and a realignment to reset what has been broken and heal what has been infected. For the blackmail, the threats, the manipulation, the witchcraft will be exposed. Witchcraft at high levels in Congress will be exposed nationally, says the Lord, as the secrets of their dark arts shall be brought forth, as well as a coup that has been moving about, that's the ambush, disguised as other issues. That coup shall rear up in this hour, and it will take the word of the Lord and the strategy of my throne, says the Lord, to to quickly put such down before an embargo is placed upon Congress and attempts to block the rededication of your nation, says the Lord. This was the same day, February 16, 2026, I prophesied about the Ayatollah being pulled from his hole, him and his generals, and that they had played the thieves for their gods, and now the Lord was going to basically hunt them down and go after them. It was the same prophecy that this excerpt is in as well, February 16th, 2026. Now, I want to read to you as we continue on here, Colossians 2:8, which is interesting, 2:8:28, which happens to be our next election as well, 2028. Colossians 2:8 says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, which is pseudo-intellectual babble, according to the tradition of mere men, following the elementary principles of this world rather than following the truth, the teachings of Christ. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, which they described as pseudo-intellectual babble." There is a lot of that going around right now, and we need the discernment of the Lord to sift through all of that in order that we are not distracted, in order that we are not put off course, and in order that we continue being led of the Spirit of the Lord so we don't carry out the desires of the flesh. This is so crucial in this time, going up to 2028 and realizing that there is a campaign of philosophy and empty deceptions, which is pseudo-intellectual babble, that has gone into the Conservative Party, that has gone into the airwaves, that is attempting to raise an outcry in this time. We have to recognize that. Now, given all of what I just said, we're going to put this up, this New York Post article about Tucker Carlson. Now, if you remember, I had a dream about him, and he had a demon, a demonic-looking mermaid wrapped around the entire trunk of his body. We have it pinned on our X account. So if you go to @AmandaGrace_AOG, you can listen to it in its entirety. It was years ago, way before he admitted that he was attacked by the demonic. The Lord had given me this dream. And so you can go look at that there for yourself. But we have this post first. And then we'll go to the X post as well. But this is a news article. This has been kind of all over. Tucker Carlson claims CIA read his text with Iran and is, quote, framing him as a foreign agent. Tucker Carlson has claimed the CIA read his text messages leading up to the war with Iran in an effort to frame him as a foreign agent. The conservative pundit, 56, said the Department of Justice is preparing to charge him with being an unregistered foreign agent for the Iranian regime on the CIA's recommendation during a video posted on X Saturday night. Okay, and he did a video about it. He said the CIA was preparing some type of criminal referral against him, and he put that video out. Now, I want to show you this X post first, and then I will kind of go into some interesting parts of this here. Okay, this is from L.H. Gray. Checkmate, Trump didn't just play Tucker Carlson. He turned the man into a living, breathing vector of strategic deception. A Trojan horse, remember that phrase, a Trojan horse wrapped in bow tie smugness and self-regard. If you remember at the Super Bowl, not this year, the year prior, two things happened surrounding the Super Bowl. There was a commercial during the Super Bowl 2 years ago that had a Trojan horse in it from CrowdStrike, I believe it was called. And around that time, Tucker Carlson interviewed Putin. So those two events were in close proximity. Tucker Carlson interviewing Putin and a commercial with a Trojan horse from a company, I believe, that was called CrowdStrike. Now, before we go into prophecy, I want to talk about and say something that myself and Pastor Rick from Texas were talking about just yesterday with what is happening right now with Tucker Carlson and what he's announced. One of two things is happening here. There is no middle ground with this. It's either one of these two things is going on, and I'm going to give you both of them. I'm going to give you both scenarios here. Either Tucker Carlson really has a serious dislike and issue with Israel and has willingly been sympathetic to Hamas, Muslim countries, and the Arab world of his own accord, that he really did contact the IRGC of his own accord in Iran. And since the CIA and probably Israeli intelligence were monitoring the communications of the IRGC, not initially the communications of Tucker Carlson, and because he communicated with them, he came onto their radar because they were monitoring the IRGC's communications, and they monitored the situation. They saw Tucker's communications, and President Trump allowed Tucker just enough rope where now he is in hot water because he went too far with this. You know, Israel is all the enemy, and I'm sympathizing with all these Islamic countries, and they're the victim dialogue. Okay, that is scenario one. However, there's another scenario here that we really have to pray about and consider. And I just want to present it to you. Remember, Tucker Carlson's father was in the CIA. His father, I believe, was in the CIA. So here's scenario two. Tucker Carlson has been acting as a double agent for intelligence agencies all along, and his very public dislike and venom for Israel and his campaign of Israel is the enemy and his support of these Arab nations and Muslims and Hamas and Iran was all an intentional cover being run in order that these leaders and these nations would reach out to Tucker. So it was a trap that was being set. It was a Trojan horse, and he was being utilized by intelligence to gain information for them where he is a willing participant in the operation. And now to cover this operation, the announcement comes forth that there's going to be a criminal referral because he has been communicating with the IRGC. It is one or the other. There is no in between on this, people. Either Tucker really, of his own decisions, contacted the IRGC and has himself in hot water, or the whole I don't like Israel and everything that's going on, everything that's being said, and oh, look at poor Hamas over here, was all a cover to get the Arab nations comfortable with Tucker, that he would have the door opened and begin to act as a double agent and get information for these intelligence services. And now to cover all of this up and to protect him, they have to announce they're doing a criminal referral against him. Now I'm telling you, it's one or the other here. It's one or the other. We have no in between. There is no gray area with this. And we need to pray. And yes, Tucker needs prayer either way. So Tucker is wrestling and battling some oppressive demons that he really tries to, I think, cover. But he's in a battle with them. But I'm just giving you the two very serious scenarios in the midst of this that I wanted to share with you as we watch this now unfold. Now, do I believe every conservative podcaster out there right now, running their mouth about Israel or saying, oh, you know, poor Iran is running cover for intelligence agencies? No, I don't. I think some of them have just gone way, way, way down the rabbit hole and are a few fries short of a happy meal. And they just have gone down and one flew over the cuckoo's nest type of deal. So not all this is not for all of them. But I think with Tucker, because I think he was at the White House recently. I think recently Tucker went to the White House, and that just looks a little out of place in the middle of what's going on. So I'm just giving you the two blatant scenarios, laying them out for you right here. Now, let's go to the word of the Lord having to do with this, because Trojan horse is being used when it comes to this. There are ex posts about it. There are articles about it. So let's go to the word of the Lord. February 26, 2023. Now, this is the same word of the Lord where the Lord said, Benjamin Netanyahu shall be the ox for me that topples the regime of Iran. So this, what I'm about to give you, those are in the same word. And now we're watching both unfold at the same time. February 26, 2023. In this season, you must have eyes to see and ears to hear, says the Lord, what the Spirit has to say, because imposters shall arise and they shall recite the word. And they have been groomed to be the Trojan horse, says the Lord. They have been groomed to come in looking like a gift. It is a curse, says the Lord. It is a curse. Pray for discernment, my children, in this season, because a vessel that may look perfect on the outside is filled with darkness on the inside. And pray, my children, says the Lord, for leadership, for it's a strong ox, some of them, and I, the Lord, shall subdue them, says the Lord. They will listen, they will submit, they will surrender, and they will learn to wear the yoke, says the Lord, if they want to lead for me. David wore the yoke, says the Lord. Hezekiah wore the yoke, says the Lord. The name is etched on that yoke, and it shall be revealed. It shall be solidified. You shall see it. The yoke is coming upon Israel's leader right now, says the Lord, that yoke. He will see more, and he will hear more from me than he ever has in his life. For I am calling through the darkness and the noise, Benjamin, son of my right hand. I'm calling through the darkness, and I'm going to cause you to turn to my word and to know in whom your salvation is. And he shall know it, and at some point in his life he shall declare it, says the Lord. For he is coming under that yoke, and he will be the ox for me, says the Lord, that topples the regime of Iran. All of this is in the same word. From February 26, 2023, and now, simultaneously, we are watching these events unfold. Same word, these two events. And you have a warning about imposters arising and a Trojan horse, and right after, the Lord says, Benjamin, son of my right hand, you shall be the ox for me that topples the regime of Iran. So I don't think that's a coincidence. I think it was aligned that way by the Lord for good reason, because look what is unfolding. Now, February 20th, 2025. This is the word, I think, is this the word the Hamans have gone out to hunt, or the March 12th? I think the March 12th is the Purim word from last year. And February 20th, 2025 is the Hamans have gone out to hunt word. A Trojan horse capitals, an olive branch shall come forth, rejected, O leadership, in the highest seats of your land. Trump them, says the Lord, trump them. May 29th, 2025. This will be sobering, says the Lord. The exposure will be great, and it shall leave a gaping hole in their operation. It shall wound the heads of the beasts, says the Lord. Some wounds shall be so great, the head shall be no more. They shall be removed, some even from this earth, for stoking the flames and nursing the fire upon this altar, says the Lord. Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a big fall. Pride capital shall now be their judge and jury, says the Lord. America, America, says the Lord, beware of Ishmael, says the Lord. Capitals, beware, for he is a wild man, and his hand is against every man, and every man's hand is against him, says the Lord. Ishmael is not a trusted friend, says the Lord. Beware of the Trojan horse being perpetrated, O leadership of America, for there is a Trojan horse. The men hid inside the Trojan horse, says the Lord, and infiltrated, says the Lord, in order to defeat those they attempted to send gifts to, says the Lord. October 7th, 2025. Resisting without submission is nothing more than rebellion. And that is what attempts to arise in this hour with a venomous outcry in Congress, in the nation, in leadership, in the arena where conservative voices speak across the airwaves. They are resisting without submitting. That, says the Lord, is rebellion, which is as the sin of witchcraft. And the spell they are under, they attempt to spellbind the people with that, shall be exposed and broken, and the true funding source exposed. As I, the Lord, am examining the voices who claim they serve me, however, utter such corruption and confusion. Oh, the deals you have made in the dark, the deal your spouse made in the dark is about to be exposed, says the Lord. I have given time. I have given mercy. The mercy seat has now been withdrawn, and the judgment seat has been brought forth, says the Lord. The covenants you made in the dark will now be what causes your fall, says the Lord, in the light. The conservative movement is in a civil war, says the Lord, because I, the Lord, was never the cornerstone of such, and now a counterfeit cornerstone has attempted to be seamlessly switched out, for the we has turned into me, says the Lord, and my theories, and my sources, and my story, and my voice. When the sheep scatter and fracture is when the wolves arrive, says the Lord. Some of you are one step away some of you are one step from complete loss at your own hands. Capital, stop the obsession with David, says the Lord, for your life is not right before me. Your obsession with David is bringing you right into a trap. You are one step away, says the Lord. Turn back now. Now, obviously, David was Jewish. So there's something to that in the Lord, because Saul chased David. Saul became obsessed with David. Saul hunted David like a dog to try to take him down. So that's what the Lord is saying, that they've become obsessed like Saul and are pursuing when the Lord didn't say to pursue. December 20th, 2025, word of the Lord. The conservative party is about to be sifted, says the Lord. Sifted, capital. Shuffled and rearranged, says the Lord. For my will and those willing to do such shall be brought to the forefront, and the commercialized company of voices who speak with layers of corruption shall suddenly see a sharp decline, says the Lord. For they have established a company of idols that I, the Lord, shall purge. For I am transitioning my people who serve me, who have been given a voice by me, the Lord. Authority by me, the Lord. Insight and wisdom like that of Daniel are being positioned, says the Lord, in such a time, in new territory, in government, in states. Zerubbabel's, Joshua's, Caleb's, Micaiah's, Daniel's being moved into positions in order that my will and power and authority may go in and break up and till the hard, dry soil of the capital. Of the capital of state, capitals of Congress, says the Lord. Two governors shall step down, says the Lord, too, for Minnesota's neighbor is about to be entrenched in scandal itself, says the Lord. December 30th, 2025, end of the year. The humility I seek, says the Lord, is what shall increase in this hour. For pride saturated the airwaves, and those revered shall soon be saturated in jeers, J-E-E-R-S. For the darkness they laced into the light in order to manipulate to be a titan and stature that has brought fleeting success that shall take a very sharp turn, says the Lord. Conservatives of influence, leaders, governors, the church, says the Lord, heed this warning, for tables shall turn, names shall plummet, for they were propped up by what was corruptible and contemptible. Voices will shift. Names shall fade. Organizations will shake, says the Lord, who have allowed that monarch in for influence on a grand stage. For the flesh is the tender for pride's goods, and that is what shall be purged, says the Lord. They so want a spectacle they shall receive, and a charade of a name. A charade of a name shall be exposed as pride now turns on them. The window of grace is closing on such, for disorder and decay rule over those who claim to be for me, however serve foreign principalities that have them in chains, that they have mistaken for influence and gain. That is about to change, says the Lord, for the wages come due, and my faithful who have spoken truth and have continued to call people back to me, their shepherd, and who have brought to conviction to the forefront to gather my flock to me, I shall promote in this hour in ways that will drop a plumb line in this hour of what I, the Lord, am requiring in this season. The lawmakers, the influencers, the leaders who are feasting at the table of the monarch of pride will suddenly find that table empty as correction overturns that table publicly. Leave that table now. Repent and come back unto me, says the Lord, for pride shall now be their judge and jury, and the fruit of famine, so it produces in an hour where the humble, the truthful, and those who speak. And it goes on. So let me see here if I can get, I think that's why I wanted to cut it anyway. That's why I wanted to cut the word anyway, just to give you this excerpt here. But the Lord was basically turning the tables in the conservative arena. He was warning back then that you were going to see a shift in this, that table that they've all been feasting at with the monarch of pride was going to shift and change, and the Lord was going to drop a plumb line. And those who serve him, who are calling people back to repentance, who are speaking his fiery truth, those is the plumb line he's going to drop. And those are the people he is advancing in this hour. Those are the people he's promoting this hour. In a way, he's turning the conservative arena to a degree on its head. And the voices who call people back to the Lord are going to be the ones now coming to the forefront. And the voices that have sat at the table of the monarch of pride, those that have been a charade, that is what's going to be overturned in this time. So this is, in a way, what we are watching begin to happen in the conservative arena. Because when you worship self and the work of your own hands, it is fleeting, it is fallible, it is corrupt. This is why we have to serve the Lord, be submissive to the Lord, call people back to the Lord, be the voice crying in the wilderness saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord, be the voice of truth, be the standard, be the watchman, call people back to the word of God, call them back to repentance through Christ Jesus, call them back to humble themselves under the yoke of God, call them back to obedience, for the word of God says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Samuel looked at King Saul right at him and said that obedience is better than sacrifice. It doesn't matter how much you sacrifice if you are being disobedient, rebellious, and committing debauchery and then trying to cover it up in your life. It doesn't matter at that point how much you sacrifice, because on the scales of Almighty God in his court, your obedience holds a far greater weight than sacrifice. And that is what is getting overturned in this time. The Lord wants the obedient. He doesn't want those that are committing acts and trying to cover it up and trying to layer lie upon lie and trying to run around and cover up this and cover up that. He wants people that in all humility are attempting to walk in the way of truth. For Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me, meaning him. He said that. And that is a narrow way. And the Lord is sifting and thinning out the field of the conservatives in this time, because they have grieved the Holy Spirit. They have taken his name and they have thrown it around for looks. And behind the scenes, they're not serving him. And don't be the party that claims to serve him and claims to go to your masses and your homilies and your services and whatever else, and then act totally contrary and opposite of what the word of God says. None of us are perfect. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. That's why we need a Savior. That's why you need a Savior. That's why in a lost and dying world right now that is shaking, sifting, and globally realigning, you need to come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because Almighty God is on the throne right now. He is not surprised by the fall of Iran. He is not surprised about what's happening with Tucker Carlson. He's not surprised about what's going on in the Senate. He wasn't surprised about Venezuela. He's not going to be taken off guard by the massive shaking that is coming to the state of New York and the fault line that is going to be triggered and cause a political earthquake in New York. He is not surprised by any of it. And when we follow him, submit to him in humility, come before him, knowing we are nothing without him. We are the dust of the earth. The breath we have is because of him. The life we have is because of him. We have a roof over our head. It's because of him. We are nothing. We are clay and dust. It is his spirit breathed into us that gives us the gift of life, that gives us breath and the pneumos to praise Almighty God, to speak his word, to speak his truth, and to compel people and contend for the souls of this nation and the earth. It is his power that does that. It's not ours. We are nothing without him. Nothing. And the Lord can give and the Lord can taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what Job said. Because the Lord gives, and we have to understand that what he gives us is precious. And yes, we go through trials, and yes, we go through frustrations, and yes, we go through hardships. But if we squander and throw our pearls before swine and be like the prodigal son and squander what he's given us, we are living in rebellion to his word. And the Lord wants to purge that. He wants to purge it out of the White House. There's rebellion at this time. People around him, the president, the Lord wants to purge it. There is rebellion in the Senate. You're going to see a political earthquake in the Senate, the likes of which we have not seen. You're going to see the House shake and overturn in this time, because the Lord is taking those who truly fear him and who understand what it is to be a servant of the people, and he is suddenly, in this time, going to raise them up. And the greatest insider trading scandals to ever come out in Congress are going to come out in this time. The greatest foreign trade scandals and money laundering that multiple senators and congressmen and women are involved in are going to come out in this time. Georgia. Watch Georgia in the midst of all of this. Watch Georgia and Louisiana in the midst of this, and Colorado. But I'm telling you, Rosh Hashanah begins on 9/11 this year for a reason. And that's when Zoram Mamdani comes to power. There are fault lines that are set to be triggered right now in Washington, D.C., and in New York, and in Maryland, and in Virginia, and in Florida, that are set to be triggered and cause near attempts on the lives of some of these leaders and governors, and cause political earthquakes, and cause literal earthquakes as well. We are in that time. We are in that season. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we have entered that time. And it's a time where the enemy's interests are coming down, are being threatened. Global alliances are shifting. You're going to see the leader of North Korea rise up in this time. And he's going to make a very, very dangerous move that is going to ultimately cause his fall. That is going to happen in this time. I'm also hearing Monaco, the area of Monaco, the royalty there. Watch for upheaval. The Lord is dealing with royal families in this time of ancient lineage, of lineage that goes way, way back. He's dealing with them in this time because the appointed time has come due for it to be cleansed. The outcry is great and has gone up, and the time has come for such to be cleansed. There is a political earthquake as well that is about to be triggered in England. Complete upheaval pales in comparison to Brexit. Pales what's about to happen. Because we had just watched a modern-day Purim happen in Iran. And do you know what's coming? A modern-day Passover. If this is the year marked by a blood moon that we just watched a modern-day Purim happen, we are set in some capacity to witness a modern-day Passover before our eyes within the earth. This is the time for it. It has been marked. It has been marked by a blood moon. The appointed time has been marked by God. It has been anointed by God to do so in this time and in this season. And we will see a Passover in some capacity. And in the midst, Egypt is going to arise, and upheaval in their government as well. This is the time, this is the hour, a modern day Passover, because we just saw a modern day Purim. The area of Sudan as well. Watch the area of Sudan in this time for upheaval and for deliverance. Watch the sword of the Lord go out against those who are butchering Christians and chasing them down and hunting them down. The sword of the Lord has gone out after them now. in these African nations in this time, you will see strange occurrences and events of these Islamic groups. Disease, plague going through them. Judgment going through them. Pestilence going through them in this time, because the blood cries out from the earth. And the Lord hears it. And the Lord is acting. And the Lord is bringing the wage that is due in this time. He's bringing it, praise God. He is. And we need to understand that Almighty God is loving, and he is just, and he is absolutely good, and he's a good, good father. But he is also a holy God that judges wickedness. He is a holy God that doesn't tolerate unrighteousness. He is a holy God that when the cup of iniquity becomes full with these nations and these leaders, Almighty God rules from his throne a judgment and says, pour them out. And I'm telling you, the fear of the Lord, like thunder, is going to go through Congress with what's about to happen. The fear of the Lord is about to go through the intelligence agencies in Washington, D.C. But intercede and pray, and intercede and pray for New York, because they're plotting an alignment of an attack, and they're going to try to align it with a neighboring state. They're going to try to align it with a state that is similar to the atmosphere of New York. And they're trying to do this multi-city attack simultaneously. Intercede and pray. It will be exposed and thwarted, and it will come out nationally, and the details of that be exposed. So just intercede and pray for that as well. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know what I'm going to do right now? Because the Lord had said to me earlier, the Holy Spirit, well, it's 3:16 today, right? John 3:16. That's why I started off with that. And he's like, I want you to do a salvation call at the end because of the day that it is. So we're going to do this right now. So just please stay on for this quick, because I have an announcement after this. But if you have been listening and you have felt the weight of the conviction of God, you have felt the tugging to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have walked away from the Lord, and you have felt the conviction of God come on you tonight, you have never come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you want to, I'm going to pray with you. And this is the beginning of a relationship. This is just the starting point. It is up to you to cultivate that. So I'll just say this, repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come before you as a sinner, acknowledging I am in need of a Savior. I acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins, to purchase me by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for me. He was crushed for me. He was pierced for me. And he died for me, for my sin, for my shame. I ask you to come into my life and come into my heart, Jesus Christ, and be my Lord and Savior. From this day forward, I surrender to you. Make me a new creation in Christ. If you said that for the first time, or if you totally backslid and felt the conviction of God and came back, please email us at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. If you need a Bible or some resources, we would love to get that for you. Don't walk away from this opportunity right now. Your shepherd is bringing you back. Grab hold of it in this season. It is so, so, so important. Praise the Lord. Okay. Missy, just so you know, Missy is getting better. Praise God. Stitches look great. They're going to come out in about a week. She's starting to carry pillows again and run a little bit. So thank you for all your prayers. Missy is doing amazing. I know some of you asked in the chat. Now, we have a very special announcement, a collaboration that I am doing with Clay Clark and Brett Rayo. So we came together and we collaborated on songs. So there's 20 songs. I collaborated on three of them, which are Lion of Judah, Revelation Nation, and The Throne. We're going to play for you an excerpt from Lion of Judah now, and then we're going to tell you how you can get this.
Rise, roar, get ready for war. I was at rock bottom, but I'm not there anymore. Come on, rise, shine, go light up the world. Go get in your word, soldier, go pick up your sword, soldier. We can live defeated when we walk with Jesus. We've already won, already got the victory. We follow the sun, we walk with the King of Kings, yeah. Thank you, Jesus, it feels good to be free.
Oh, Lion of Judah, rise and roar, we're free. God has given us all victory. Lion of Judah, rise and roar, we're free. God has given us all victory.
Get in the ark, get on the ark, cause it's time.
He's coming back like a thief in the night.
He's coming through the clouds.
Get in the ark, get on the ark,
you'll be fine now.
Get prepared to tell the devil his eyes out.
Get in the ark, get on the ark.
Matthew 24.
Get on the ark,
verse 37.
Get in the ark, get on the ark, get in the ark.
That is a little excerpt there from Lion of Judah. There are 20 songs total. I also collaborated with Clay Clark and Brett Rayo on Revelation Nation and The Throne. So if you would like to get these songs, when you go to arcofgrace.org, we're going to show you exactly what to do right now and how you could get this. Clay and Brett worked very hard on this, and I thank them for including me, and I got to collaborate on three of the songs, praise God. So I was honored to do that. Lion of Judah, Revelation Nation, and The Throne are the three that I gave them lyrics for and collaborated with them on in order to get this done. And it's a blessing because it's going to help us to build and do what we have been called to do in building the sanctuary, in building on the new location that we've purchased, and we're hoping then to bring in disabled children, veterans, families, and to have our sanctuary events there as well. So we just thank you ahead of time, and we pray you enjoy it. If you do get it, let us know what you think of it. Let us know when you listen to the album what you think of it. So that was one of our announcements. Also, we have Switch with Amanda Grace. This is personal care makeup that I use as well, Sabella, and cleaning products, Tough and Tender. I love Tough and Tender, and Solumel as well. They make amazing natural cleaning products that are safe for all our animals at the Ark. So you can switch with AmandaGrace.com, sign up, and someone from our extended team will be contacting you about that. But we have been using these products for years, actually, at Ark of Grace Sanctuary, and it's been safe around all our animals. And we really do love the products. So wanted to tell you that as well. And I think that's where we're going to end for tonight. I feel like I ran a marathon, but thank you everyone for staying on. And thank you to our team. We want to encourage you in the word as we leave tonight. We will be back on live later in the week, though. So we want to encourage you, according to Ephesians chapter 6, armor up every single day. I do it for me, Chris, and the animals at Ark of Grace in the morning. Also, Psalm 91, I say that every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Psalms 1, 23, 34, 35, and 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20, and 3, 14 through 19. I say these every night, basically before bed. These are one of the scriptures that I quote and I speak. I speak scripture in the morning. I speak it in the evening. You got to get into the habit of doing that. The word of God is living, active, and current for every generation. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, I say that at night as well. So that's something else I say at night. Incorporate that into your prayer life. Go read Matthew 6 again. Go read how Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. And also Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith, where it is also stated that Almighty God, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and he very much is. So we always want to encourage you in the word as we end. And we thank you for joining us tonight. And we pray that you learned from it. And we pray that you felt the conviction of God and you felt the power of God work through that. So we will be on live later on in the week, Thursday or Friday. We will announce when, but we will be back on live. And until then, we will be putting out shorts as well. So please look for those. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith. Hey, everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our body. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.